So we're going to start with the final Colgate. Colgate, what a success Colgate has been. So many people getting in touch with me about it. On some people saying to me like, wow, the teeth are looking on point. Hashtag Colgate. And then someone else said it to me as well. Whoa, your teeth. I'm like, starts with C, ends in Elgate.
Somebody sent me a message being like, hey, Soul Sister in America, can you please share the branding? I need to try find it in my local CVS. Colgate should send us on a world tour.
Yeah, they should. Don't forget the gals in America.
The podcast isn't called Soul Sisters anymore. We're now called the Colgate Sisters.
I'll even change my surname. Claire Colgate. Christmas Crawford and Colgate Solon.
Oh, shall we get into the last episode?
Oh, let's do this.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpastes. It lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but it prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. Buy it now in Dunn's and available in all other major Irish retailers, subject to availability.
How are you?
Look, I'm sad actually. I'm a bit sad.
Why?
Just to say goodbye. I'm a bit sad.
I know. It's very fitting though that you're coming home next weekend.
It is very fitting. And also in the week of our Lord, May 30th, 2023, we say goodbye to Ryan Tuberty and we say goodbye to the Soul Sisters Series 4.
Oh my God, what are people going to do?
I don't know. What's the Patrick Keelty of the podcast world?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know. It's the Good Glow.
If anyone has any suggestions actually for guests to appear on the Good Glow next season, please drop me a DM. I have a very long list. Like, I always have this ever evolving working list.
Yeah.
I've already got one in the bag. I've got a soul sister, a fellow soul sister that I'm going flying overseas to record in 2 weeks, Claire.
No way. Where are you flying to?
I can't tell you because then everyone will know who I'm interviewing. And I've got a lot of ideas up my sleeves. Now, I know that every season that I'm going into a Good Glow, I ask you for a little meeting. And you're so generous that you sit down with me and you give me suggestions. And I feel like we're really creative together in that space. So I may be calling you this week for a little bit of inspiration.
I would love that. And I really enjoy doing a brainstorm. It's one of the things I really enjoy about my job as a producer. When we are brainstorming new hosts or brainstorming guests, I it's just one of the things I'm quite good at. So
who's been your favorite guest on Dish so far?
So it's comedians. The comedians for me have been exceptional because Dish with Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett is the most hospitable podcast around because you get a beautiful meal cooked for you by a Michelin star chef. But the key to it is you have to be able to be full of personality while shoveling food into your mouth.
Mm.
And that can be challenging for a normal person, like an actor or a singer or something. The comedians, they have all the comedy stored in their frontal lobe, so they can call on it at any time. So the two episodes, if you want to dip into Dish and have a listen, my two favorites are Michelle de Swart, comedian, season one she was in. And the most recent episode that we put out is Nish Kumar. And he was just excellent. Like, it's a laugh a minute.
I loved the episode with Jamie Lang. I laughed so much.
He was, and you know what, actually, his episode did the best on social media. So we visualize this podcast. You can't watch the whole thing, but we have clips that we send out into the World Wide Web, and 22.5 million people watched a clip of his.
Whoa. See, I think, now this is, you know the way Strictly or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they like franchise it and it goes out like all over the world. Yeah. Or like, I think Baz did that with his show with his mommy.
Mm.
Did he? He sold it like, but anyway, my dream, I'm going to say it because like, you know the way sometimes when you have a dream, you feel so stupid saying it out loud, but I'm going to say it. I would love to do a show like that with Donal Skean on TV.
A show like Dish?
Like Dish, but on a like Saturday morning for like an hour.
That is a great idea.
Isn't it?
That's a brilliant idea.
So I think Dish should, there should be a Dish in Ireland on the TV. There should be a Dish in the UK on the TV. Like you could, it could be global.
You're right. And actually the ambition is to put that show on TV. So you and Donal Skean.
I love Donal.
Oh.
Well, well done with all your hard work on Dish because it's a great show. I think our supporting cast of the Soul Sisters podcast, like, can we just give a ring of that bell, Claire, for...
Hold on. For all the Sisters of Soul, for every message and every time you haven't sat on the couch to listen to us, we salute you. Here's the thing. Well, here's what I'm going to do for Series 5, right? Get a better bell.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so we've rang the bell for the Soul Sisters. Now we need to ring the bell for Dave and Shrubs and Rubs.
Oh my God. It's a sexy rub for them.
Now, Scott was a little bit put out this season of all the attention Dave was getting.
Well, I mean, that's terrible to hear. And we can absolutely, oh my God, I've nearly knocked over my laptop at the idea that Scott would be disappointed.
You know, it's a crying shame that we're not in season around the time of his wedding.
July.
Mm.
It is a crying shame. It's a crying shame that that invite hasn't arrived yet. But sure, look, there's still time.
We need to ring the bell for the chair.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't bring that up. Don't bring up the war. I'm getting a lot of feedback about the chair and people are not with me on my train of thought that I need to get the room done before I get the chair. They're just like, get the chair. For crying out loud, just get the chair.
Yeah, because we can all see through your bullshit.
I'm gonna be single forever. Me and the bell, single forever. She's single, she's single, she's single, she's single. Oh no, she's got a cat. Actually, this brings me nicely on to something that I read in Roxy Nafusi's book the other day. May I just take the floor for a moment?
Oh, please.
So single soul sisters, right? And those of you maybe considering getting the hell out of your relationships, I see you. Hot Girl Summer's coming. And I read this in Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life. Not to be confused with Glow. BTW, myself and my mum were on the phone there the other day. And she was like, hang on a second, I'll just get the paper. Hold on. 4 weeks, Claire. Georgie is still number one.
Oh, I know.
Can you believe it?
Can't.
Oh, friend. Seriously. So now, this is what Roxy Nafusi says about meeting the one. The test of the ex is so common that I often tell people that if a previous partner suddenly reappears in your life, they can be sure that their soulmate is close behind. There's something incredibly liberating and empowering about being able to say to yourself, I'm officially closing the door to my past. But to do this properly, you must do it fully. I've heard so many men and women tell me that they're not invested in the idea of getting back with their ex, but continue to message them and see them casually. They are leaving the door open. They do it because it provides them with comfort, connection, attention, validation, and distraction. But engaging with someone that isn't right for you, no matter how casual you think it is, will block your path to manifesting your dream partner.
That's interesting, because that's what you did last week by listing off everyone and saying goodbye to them.
Exactly. That's what I thought when I read that. I was literally in that process of saying goodbye.
So this is funny, right? Because we're going back to the feng shui part of it, which is the chair, because you're actually blocking, I think, the next step for yourself by having that chair. And I know by your face that you know this. Because I'm having the baby. Well, I'm not having the baby, but you know what I mean?
I'm having the baby, lads. The baby's coming.
The baby's coming. And this was my sign to finally sort out my wardrobe, because I need to create space for the baby. But there is no space in my house at the moment for a baby. So I too, Claire, am creating space for a human. Okay. So yesterday, 6 black sacks to the charity shop, to the school fete. Oh, it's clothes going in all different directions. Jamie's face, he was like, how? 6 black sacks. I was like, see this brown jumper, Jamie? I've kept this jumper for 4 years in case I have to go back to my life the way it was, because this is a jumper that I would have worn to work in an office.
Oh my God.
Putting that jumper in the black sack was one of the most forward things that I've ever done. That was me believing in myself that I'm not going back. I will never need that brown jumper.
Hallelujah. You'll never need that brown jumper.
And you don't need that chair. You deserve better than that. Give us a look at the chair again for the last time.
It's move. I actually put it in my bedroom. I put it in my bedroom. Do you know what I did? I moved a massive chest of drawers that was too big for the bedroom into the lounge, and I moved the chair back in there in place of it. Now I can swing a cat. I can have fashion shows. I can walk right around my bed without any obstacles. And the chair is in there covered with a blanket.
I don't know what this means.
I don't know what this means either. We're the queen of signs. What does it mean?
Well, I was chatting to a few girls in Avoca on Saturday, because we did a Good Glow event in Avoca. And one of the girls said, I love that bag over there, that weekend bag, and I'm going to go and buy it. And I said, well, let me tell you something. Do not put that bag under your bed. I said, Claire, in the world of feng shui, if you sleep on top of luggage, it's emotional baggage. And Soul Sister Claire was sleeping on top of all of her tax bills.
I was. You're right.
So oh my God. Ooh, I said to Jamie this morning, I feel so good. I open my wardrobe now, okay? And all I see is the current me. It's wow. My wardrobe is not filled with who I was yesterday. I opened my wardrobe and I was like, this morning, and I was like, I could literally wear anything in this wardrobe today.
This is I don't think I've ever seen you get passionate about something like this before.
I know that wardrobe was like dragging me down. There were so many reminders. You know that the way. Do you know what else I found in my wardrobe yesterday? My wig.
Oh, wow.
I found my wig.
What'd you do with it?
It's the only thing I didn't take out from the past, because I will take it out this week, but I just didn't know where to put it. But it's there. I can see it. So what should I do with it?
Wow. Good question.
Like, it's wrecked. Like, you couldn't donate it. Like, you just couldn't give it. Like, I wore it for, I don't know, a year or something. So it's well, maybe I should ring the shop, maybe where I got it, and see if they could restore it, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Soul Sisters clear out. So I've been conning myself with clear outs for the last 5 years. I wasn't doing clear outs. My wardrobe is who I am today. And I swear to God, I have such a pep in my step today.
That's amazing. I have a clothes rail. So like my clothes are visible to me every day. Mm. So I am going to go in actually with a brand new set of eyes and see where 2017 Claire or 2016 Claire still lives and get her out of there.
So even all the like my show, all the jumpsuits that I wore to my show, you know, the dress that I wore on day two of my wedding were all in my wardrobe, but I took them out, put them in a box because I don't want to get rid of those clothes. I want Pia to have them maybe someday in the future. So I put them in one of those big, huge boxes and I'm putting it in the attic.
Brilliant.
So yeah, sorting out the baby's room, doing the few jobs, getting a skip.
Now that's sexy. That's next level clear out.
That's real grown up stuff, isn't it?
That's really grown up stuff. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so, you know, I feel like with the chair, she's a work in progress. But I must say that I feel like I'm getting out there and doing more activities which are bringing me closer to meeting somebody. And I wanted to highlight them again for y'all Soul Sisters out there who are trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, flirting. Flirting can be done with anybody. Like men, women, whoever. You can flirt with whoever. And it doesn't mean that you are like attracted to them or looking to get into anything with them. But it's just it's a mechanism, isn't it? It's just a practice.
This is amazing because actually flirting, when you say that, flirting is actually not about the other person. Flirting is about awakening something within you.
Yes, that is so profound.
Thank you.
God, you're like a sage this morning. That is, yes, what a great perspective. You're right. So the podcast show was on in London this week, and it was in Islington, and it was like a global gathering of the who's who of podcasting in the UK and beyond. And so I left the show and I was on the way back to the office and I dropped into this North London. I live in South London. North London is like, honest to God, a movie set. For the caliber of people and the cool vibes and the clothing and the coffee shops, like it's incredible up there. It's where all the schlebs live in London.
Okay, so tell us, like, what area is North London? Like what?
So kind of Camden, Islington, Angel area is where I was last week. And it's like, it's, you know, where all the musicians and very coolest celebs can be seen and spotted. So I popped into this coffee shop and I was standing beside these two girls and they were chatting and I could see that they had the, what are those things called again? Lanyards. So I knew that they'd been at the podcast show. So I was like, oh, interesting. And then one of them opened her water bottle and she must have had fizzy water in it,
mm-hmm.
because the lid flew off. Or Prosecco, exactly. Pretty sure the lid like hit a man in the back and then like, you know, spurt of water came out. So it caused a bit of, first of all, confusion and then hilarity in the queue because everyone's like, oh my God, whoa. So I just took my opportunity and I started chatting to them and I was like, girls, was there fizzy water in that? And I was like, my boss does that all the time and I am the jumpiest person ever. So, and we had a good old laugh about it. And then one of the girls left to go back to the show. And the other girl told me, and she was like, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, I produce Dish. And she's like, I love Dish. So me and her ended up having this incredibly lovely conversation. And then she was saying how much she enjoyed Dish. She works for Acast. So I was like, oh, if you ever want to come and see Dish, you can come and see us record Dish. So I took her details, I took her email, and I got in touch with her. And I, as I was walking back to the station, I thought, that's how easy it is. But I don't know, for some reason, for me anyway, it's just so much easier to start a conversation with a woman like that.
Mm.
But men would be just as happy to have a conversation. So I just thought that is just a little sign, Solon, to seize an opportunity in a queue and kick off a conversation.
And then you want to come back to my place and see my chair? I've got a beautiful chair for
I've
you.
Got just the chair for you. And actually, a friend of mine, a male friend of mine, popped over yesterday, and he was just hanging out for a couple of hours. And it was really interesting for me because I haven't had, obviously, I don't have a fella or fellas around me that much. Mm. And it was, I said to him actually halfway through the afternoon, I was like, this is a really good lesson for me, like a reminder of how you lot live. And he was like, what are you talking about? So first of all, my first observation, the multitasking thing is real. Anytime my mate put his head in his phone, he was marked absent.
Mm-hmm.
He could not continue the conversation. Like I would have to stop dead. And then he would come back to me maybe 60 seconds later. He was like, sorry, what were you saying there? Second of all, noisy weirs.
Mm.
I had forgotten how noisy a weir a man is. It's like, sounds like he's pouring a jug of water down that toilet. And finally, I had forgotten, so I made this beautiful big chicken salad, like summery, warm chicken salad, and I had it in a beautiful bowl, and then I had the leftover bit in like a not so great bowl to the side, and I thought we can go back in and get more if we need it. My friend comes in and goes and picks up the lovely decorative bowl and goes, yeah, we'll need that one as well. And he took the two bowls to the table. And like I had it all set out nicely, and he plonked the two huge bowls in the center of the table and pretty much ate the contents of them.
I thought you were going to say that you found him standing at your fridge, like licking your hummus or something. Gross.
Searching for Ballymaloo.
Yes.
My God. Like, is Jamie an absolute hunger monster?
Jamie, I feel, is very like Jamie's has a lot of, he'll hate me saying this, but like I feel like Jamie's like very feminine energy in terms of like he's such a gentle sleeper. Mm. He's really clean, like he doesn't do anything gross really.
Okay,
so I really appreciate that because I get like really freaked out about like weird things, especially when it comes to food, like the ick. Now, the only thing that Jamie gives me the ick about, okay, this is a huge ick for me, is when people walk backwards and bump into you.
I cannot believe that's it. I cannot believe that's your ick.
You know, like in the supermarket or like people talking and then they're about to collide with me. Like that gives me the ick so much. And Jamie does it sometimes.
So set up the scenario. Like what would be happening that he would possibly do this?
Like he'd be emptying the dishwasher and I'd be standing, like I'm so much smaller than him. Mm-hmm. So I'd be standing behind him and he'd be like just backing up with like a plate or something. You know, it feels dangerous.
And
that's my ick. So, but he doesn't do like gross things with food or anything. Like he wouldn't be licking a plate or anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What gives you the ick?
So I suppose, like, for instance, my pal was here yesterday and we were on a Zoom call with another gang of friends, and he just got up and he opened the door, and the washing machine was like, you know, at that part of the spin that it's about to take off. And he left the door open, and then he walked into the bathroom and took a noisy wee, and it was so noisy that I was sitting there on the Zoom call going,
he needs to go.
And then you hear him? Do I need to mute? Like, close the doors. Close the doors.
Well, you clearly don't fancy each other.
Ah, no, God, no. This guy's married. Like, there's no way.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, interesting to know your icks.
Yeah, and you know what? I sat there on the couch when it was happening, and I thought to myself, this is very good for you, Claire Solon, because you've got into your little ways.
Mm.
You know, everything has a place. And I like things a certain way. And I'm aware that if I would like to share my life with somebody, that would be quite unbearable.
Mm. So one of the biggest things I've learned this year in terms of reactions is to give it a beat.
Mm.
So if Jamie's emptying the dishwasher and he's like backing into me with plates, I have to stop and take a pause and say, well, like, he's emptying the dishwasher.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty sound.
Very sound.
So I'm not going to shout at you for like backing into me. So as my sister-in-law Julie says, we just go into the other room and give them the finger.
Always to their back. Yeah.
Now, this season of Soul Sisters was brought to you with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, which is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third say that a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back. But we now have full confidence in our smiles, thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra.
I would like to say the Soul Sisters are having no small part helped me to enjoy the brand new white teeth that I have thanks to Colgate. I have been getting DM after DM from, for instance, Laura Baker, who says, teeth are looking on point, hashtag Colgate. And I sent my little nephew, Bodhi. Oh my God. So my sister's partner, Frank, who's an absolute legend, put Bodhi on and took a little video of Bodhi, who's two, and said, Auntie Gao, give Auntie Gao a high five, give Auntie Gao a fist bump, and give Auntie Gao a hug. So he hugged the phone, he fist bumped the phone, and he sent it to me. And I thought, I need to give this kid like the same back. So I took this video of myself, and I had no makeup on. It was like between 9 and 10 o'clock at night, and the room was darkly lit. And when I tell you, my teeth could be seen from space. Wait until you see this. Wait until you see Auntie Gao's teeth.
Whoa, you are literally glowing.
I am. You could, yes, yes. So glow, get yourself some Colgate Max White Ultra before it sells out, sisters.
I'm getting messages from America at this point. America, Dubai, New Zealand, Australia.
I think we found our partner. We love you, Colgate.
Thanks for all the support.
So Anya's been in touch. She slid into me DMs, and she brought up something really interesting because she'd been listening to Glennon Doyle's podcast, and Glennon was talking about her body and how lately, like, Glennon Doyle's going through a recovery period. Mm. And she has really had to reconcile her relationship with her body, and how actually that we define ourselves by this outer casing, but actually we are what's inside. And Anya pointed out that she was going on holiday with her best pal, and she got like a little bit nervous about, you know, the flabby bits and the pale white milk bottle pins and getting your swimming togs on. And I could hard relate to this. Because I felt the same going to Portugal with all the lovely wild women. And I feel the same because we're planning our Soul Sister swim down in Sandy Cove on Saturday. Mm. And Soul Sisters, 12 p.m. We've decided 12, that's 12 p.m. We'll be
Sandy
there.
Cove, on the Sandy Cove side of the 40 foot.
Sandy Cove, the Cove of Sand, Sandy Cove. And you'll see me because I'll be the kind of shy ginger, not shy, but kind of a little bit. I get a little bit shy then when I get into my togs. I do have like kind of limiting beliefs that sort of, oh, sorry.
Who put that lamp there?
I just wanted to shake it off, but then I hit the lamp. Ugh, I have a lot of like still limiting beliefs a little bit around my body. Do you?
About my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to VIPs on Friday and you know the way I have one kind of, not a wonky boob, but one boob that looks different to the other after my surgery and you could see it in the photos and like on Saturday I was definitely thinking about it because I didn't think you'd be able to see it, but actually you could.
But now I looked at that photograph and I didn't see any wonky boob.
Mm.
But you could see something so, you know, personal, I guess.
Yeah. And I suppose that is the thing. We're all so wrapped up in, yes, you know, our own stuff at times. And that's perfectly okay. But just to know that other people aren't looking at you that way.
Yeah, you're right.
So Sandy Cove side of the 40 foot at 12 o'clock on Saturday, we will be there hanging out with all the OGs of Sandy Cove.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So look, I would love to encourage you to come down for either a swim or just to soak up the atmosphere down there.
So Guy O'Leary, one of my mates and someone who has been hugely inspiring to me over the last 5 years. So Guy was diagnosed stage 4 cancer. He's 39 now. He was given an 11% chance of survival. Survived, started this mile a day in May. So every May he swims, every day in May for the last 4 or 5 years, he swam for a mile in the sea. And he has over 500 swimmers have joined him. He's raised over 250,000 euro for cancer charities. And his song is the Kings of Leon comeback story. And he basically says that he raises this money so somebody else can have their comeback story too. And now when I went down to see Guy last week, he said that he was stung in the face by a jellyfish.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Jellyfish are my biggest fear. Biggest fear. So I sent him a voice memo last night. I was like, come here, will you just send me a little voice memo about the jellyfish? Because I'm a bit scared and we've got this swim on Saturday and I'm really scared that I'm going to get stung by a jellyfish. You want to hear the voice memo? I'm going to play it now.
Didn't see a single jellyfish for the first half of May, really. And then 10 or 12 days ago, they came in a big way. They started deeper down, but then came up to the surface. None of the usual kind of harmless, clear purple ring ones that you kind of see in Dublin Bay a lot. And none of the big brown lion's manes one, thank God. These are barrel jellyfish that have come in. So I've swam through big swarms of them in Killiney Bay. Scotsman's Bay has been particularly bad, the kind of area between Teddy's and the 40 foot. They haven't made their way around to Sea Point yet, maybe one or two, but not kind of swarms of them. And I swam actually in Galway Bay on Thursday last week, but didn't see a single jellyfish at all. Interestingly, you've had no problems with them at all this weekend. They've completely disappeared. So yeah, slightly different in the last couple of days. Been stung on the feet a couple of times and once in the face, my lips and forehead. It's kind of like a light nettle sting. And I just put on a load of vinegar afterwards and it kind of cleared it up.
You can't be putting vinegar on her face, Guy.
No scars or no kind of red bits or anything like that. You know, just a very kind of light sting. It's not pleasant swimming through jellyfish, but really these ones are nothing to worry about, the barrel jellyfish. You know, steer clear of the big brown ones if you see them over the summer, but I don't think the barrels are anything to worry about. They look more white. They've kind of 1 or 2 meters of tentacle coming off them, and any of that will give you a mild sting, but nothing to be worried about at all. Have a good swim.
Well, Guy, you haven't made me feel any better.
I would say I would say, if anything, Guy, we feel worse now. I am not scared of jellyfish, but now when you're talking about tentacles that are 1 to 2 meters long, now you got me fucking scared.
Well, the thing about it is, right, as if Guy O'Leary couldn't get any cooler, right? Because I'm like, you're like Aquaman, dude. He is like swimming through jellyfish to raise money for cancer charities. I'm going to link his page in the show notes. If you had a fiver to give Guy, please do.
And actually, I just had a look while we were listening to his voice note there to find which episode he was on The Good Glow. It was series 9, episode 2. And I remember it well. It's a great listen. So dip back in to remind yourself of his story.
One of my favorite episodes ever.
Yeah.
So we see you down on Saturday. I might be at the like little sandy little beach part, just lying in like 2 centimeters of water. And then that's, you know, we're all on our own journeys. We're all doing what we can.
That's true. And look, you know, even though we might be a little bit, you know, getting into the swimmers in Sandy Cove, the strip and dip, which is something I've taken part in twice now, is happening in Mahari Moor Beach in actually the week after next, the 10th of June. And even though you might be a little bit, if you are feeling a bit about your body, I can highly recommend going down to this event because there are hundreds and hundreds of women and there is an essence of joy that I don't think I've ever come across anywhere before, where everybody just whips off their clothes and waits patiently for the whistle and then runs into the sea. Like the organizers of that event for the 2 years that I've been there have been like, please come out of the sea. Please. You have to come back in. Like, and everyone is there like, no, it's amazing. It's honestly one of the best things ever. So warm up, come to Sandy Cove this weekend and then get in Mahari Moor on the 10th of June.
So we're doing this swim just basically to celebrate the end of the Soul Sister season, but also because we're going to do the mini marathon on Sunday. We're going to like lightly fast run walk. No, fast walk jog. Right?
I've been saying wogging. That's what I'm planning.
Yeah, let's do some wogging. Yeah. And I have a tip for anyone doing the mini marathon because I, you know, really struggled through the New York half this year. I didn't feel very fit going into it. And if I can give you one piece of advice, if you're struggling on a run, and I'll take this from my friend Deborah, who I met on the Good Glow retreat last summer. She said something that just made me think. It's bell ringing worthy. She said, look up. Whenever you're facing difficulties, just look up. And you can do that, right, when you're in the darkest, deepest depths of pain. But you can also apply it to when you're struggling with something that isn't really, you know, that hard, like say the mini marathon, you're out there doing 10K, but just look up. Sometimes when I'm struggling, when I'm running, instead of looking down at the ground, I just look up and it just gets me going again.
I like that because you're going to see the trees in full bloom, the blue sky, fingers crossed. And actually pounding the pavement, I was looking at the route. My mum sent me a picture of the lovely purple t-shirt that we're going to be wearing and of the PDF of the route. And the roughest part for me is going to be that stretch out to RTE. Mm. You know, where you just want to pull up and stop and disappear into RTE or wherever. So that is, get the bus, exactly. Thumb a lift. So that is going to be the time when I'm looking up most, I think.
Yeah. And that is the really hard bit because you're running kind of up. So once you turn at the Radisson and you're on your way back down, you're like, ah, that's grand. We've done the hard bit now.
You come all the way out to the Radisson.
Up to the Radisson. back around. Now, listen, once you turn that corner, you're going to feel so much better. But let me also give you a tip, right? When you're running up that RTE bit, and it's going to be hard because you're chatting, you've got people with you. It's hard sometimes. I went into like battery saving mode in New York when I started to struggle. So like, you just get your headphones in, whatever you need to do to get through that. Don't talk. Don't give anything at the hardest part of it.
Look, you know, I don't talk in the sea. I don't really talk when I'm running either. I can't. Mm. I just can't give you my best. Like, I just have to get through it. I'm in my head. I am in my body and I'm in my head. So you will probably get to the finish line and be like, I don't think Soul Sister said a single word, and I'll be panting on the floor.
Okay. We're going to do this. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Do you know, I got a lovely message from a Soul Sisters fella that I wanted to mention. Elan Darcy.
Wait. You got a message from a Soul Sisters fella?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sounds saucy, but it's absolutely legit. Elan Darcy says he's an Irish holistic health coach specializing in female health and wellness. Over the last 6 years, I've worked with hundreds of female clients aged between 35 and 65 to reach their full potential. My girlfriend is a Soul Sister and loves you and Georgie on the pod. She sent me the most recent episode about how your training or lack thereof is going for the mini marathon. So me and Elan had a chat back and forth. Elan actually has a book all about training in your menstrual cycle. So how to exercise correctly in tune with your menstrual cycle. And you can catch him on Instagram. He's really worth checking out. Elan Darcy, personal coach, coach_Elan, E-L-A-N.
Cool.
Lovely chap.
Okay, so is that your recommends?
That's my recommends.
Oh, we were in recommends. I didn't even know. my recommends, VIP magazine. Luckily to be on the cover this month, but Bianca, who is the queen of VIP magazine, started a podcast because she felt like with the cover interview, it would be really cool to do a podcast as well, which I think is such a good idea for magazines to cover all bases. Is that what you say?
All bases. That's what you say.
And Bianca. So she is Claire, the ultimate Soul Sister. She, follow her on Instagram, guys. She every day is doing the work. When she interviews you, she wants the best for people. She wants to do the best. She wants to tell their story in a beautiful way. And she does it every single time. So I'll link Bianca's Instagram page. Love her so much. Love this podcast. And yeah, she's just a special person. You'd love her, Claire.
When is your episode out? Is it out now?
It's out now, yeah. And it's all based around moments in your life. So it's called VIP Moments.
Nice.
Love it.
Nice. Very nice. I just wanted to give also a little bit of supplementary reading for the summer season. Just because we're not chatting to you every week doesn't mean you can take your eye off the ball. Mm-hmm. So I want to recommend Davina McCall's book, Menopausing. And the reason I want to recommend it is, I've been thinking about this, Soul Sisters. So the many, many massive events in a woman's life, like getting your period, getting pregnant, having a baby, getting into menopause. Isn't it strange that we actually don't spend any time talking about that stuff? Like, the legacy of women in our lives, it's not like they don't, it's not part of our culture or heritage as women in the Western world to turn to each other and say, all right, sweetheart, sit down there and I'll tell you exactly what it's going to feel like to be menstruating, to get pregnant, to have a baby, and then also to hit the menopause. Because, hey, guess what, lads? There's been shame, yeah? There's been shame around this. So we've kept it in the dark.
God, fair play to her writing a book about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And in there, she has a load of testimonials from women, like about starting HRT and what they had to go through before that. You know, brain fog, night sweats, mood swings. Like, this is something, this is called the second spring, and it's time to be embraced. But actually, a lot of the time we spend not talking to each other about it and not sharing the load. So get it. It's really worth a read.
Amazing. Okay, so we are at the end of season 4 of Soul Sisters. I would go far and say this was our best season.
I think this is our best season too. Yeah.
Which means the best is yet to come.
Yes.
We might do a bonus episode. You never know.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Would we?
I just feel like there's, we're going to have a lot of aha moments over the next week or two. Yes. So maybe we need to just come back with a little blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you know. I think you're right. And we also sort of have a plan, don't we? We also have a plan about a workshop.
We've got something very exciting to announce. So,
yeah, why not? We're going to be down in Sandy Cove swimming with the jellyfish. We're going to have to analyze the shit out of that.
What does this mean? Let's Google.
Let's Google it, actually. What do jellyfish mean?
Spiritual meaning of jellyfish.
Yeah, let's see what the spiritual meaning of jellyfish is.
Spiritual meaning of jellyfish.
You know, you've gone a bit woo when you put this into Google.
It means, okay, you go. You tell us.
Jellyfish symbolism and meanings include beauty, wake-up calls, being in flow, regeneration, and intuition.
Mm.
Sounds like the good stuff to me.
We will welcome the Soul Sisters and the jellyfish on Saturday.
Yes. Soul Sisters and tentacles, welcome.
What a season. Thank you so much, Claire. Love you so much. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Me too, Soul Sister.